So how did you propose?
Matt, you met me.
What?
How did you propose?
Oh, I'm not going into all that. Yeah, he's a, you know, a confident guy. He knows what he wants to do, what he wants his team to look like. And, you know, he has a clear set of ideas and goals for us as a team. And, you know, I think everybody's, you know, getting to know each other through this process. Obviously, this time of year is kind of that process with the new coaching staff. But we're looking forward to working with him. He's, you know, a bright, intelligent guy. He obviously has a great track record with offense and with teams. So, you know, we're excited to have him, obviously.
What's it like to have this dramatic change at this stage of your career? Head coach, offensive coordinator, could be a new system. How taxing is that? What is that like?
It's different, you know. Obviously, new faces around, people that you're not as familiar with as you once were with the other people. But, you know, it's exciting, too. You know, we fresh opportunity, new coaches. Everybody on our team has a clean slate. You know, you have to go out and improve yourself to these coaches and you know, get them to trust you as a player on the field and as a person off the field. So it's exciting. I think more than anything, just getting back to football is a lot of fun. No, I don't feel that way, but we obviously brought in Dan and have Kellen again back from the last couple of years, and just the early interaction I've had with all those guys, it's going to be a good room. I'm excited about working with all of them.
What did you learn about yourself this offseason, whether it was sitting down with Jim way back when, or there's been so much talk about you most of this offseason? What, if anything, have you learned about yourself and your game?
You know, there's always room for improvement. Learn, you know, not to pay attention to everything. Obviously, you know, there's a lot of things that are written. You guys got to fill the papers up and fill the airways. I understand that. But football is on the field, and there's definitely room for improvement, not only for myself, but as a team. And you know, that's what this time of year is about, going out there and working on yourself and getting to know some of the new teammates, new coaches, new system, all that kind of stuff. I think it was more about us, you know, trying to be the best team we can be, more than anything. You know, in this league, you win games, your quarterback's going to get a lot of credit. You lose games, you're going to get a lot of blame. And sometimes it's right on, sometimes it's not. And you know, it's something you got to learn to take with a grain of salt and just trying to improve. But this is a team game. And we understand that as a team and as a coaching staff, as a locker room. And we all, you know, continually just need to try and get better and get as good as we possibly can be.
Do you feel like at this point you have the offensive personnel to be better than last season?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we added you know, Golden and brought back Joik, and you know, we're a talented group. You know, we're played really well last year up front as an offensive line, and we continue to do that, keep guys healthy. I mean, that's the name of the game in this league, is making sure you have all your guys all season if you can do it. So you know, we'll see.
What do you think about the resources that they have provided you? You know, a few coaches that have worked with Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, and then they gave you another weapon on the outside too?
Yeah, for sure. It's exciting. These guys, like I said, have great track records. Have worked with some really, you know, great players at the quarterback position specifically, and I'll be picking their brain as much as they'll you know, allow. And you know, obviously Golden is a big time, you know, addition to our team. He's going to be a big contributor for us this year. We're excited to have him.
Do you feel like you guys could use Sammy Watkins or no?
I mean, I think anytime you can get your hands on great players, whether they play offense, defense, special teams, doesn't matter to me. I just want the best players we can have, and I think everybody in our locker room is the same way.
When do you expect to get into the playbook? And have they given you any indication what the offensive changes are going to be this year?
Yeah. You know, this was the first week we're allowed to be, you know, kind of in the facility and just trying to watch some old, you know, cut-ups of other teams that have played under both our coaches' systems, and just trying to figure out where we want to go with it. You know, it's an exciting process, and you know, we'll see what it looks like on Sundays.
Matthew, is it an easy back and forth? I mean, you mentioned that you have to get to know new people need to get to know you. Just the process.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, the people that we brought in are quality people, which is awesome. And anytime you have that, it makes it easy to get to know people and be around them. And, you know, it's obviously a little bit different just because of what you're used to for the past 5 years. But I'm excited. You know, these guys seem like great people.
Can you take us through the rest of your off season outside of the personal life stuff, just what you've kind of been doing to, you know, improve your
Yeah, just working out and throwing. You know, just trying to stay in shape as much as I possibly can and keep my arm in shape. And, you know, obviously coming into a new system, kind of tough to know what you're going to be working, but just tried to, you know, pick some pieces from old film of other places and start working on some of that stuff.
Did you get your hands on film before this week to watch some old Saints stuff or some old
stuff? Yeah, I mean, I found, found some guys out there that you know, you just try to find ways to, you know, get your hands on looking at something. I have no idea, you know, what the terminology, all that kind of stuff was going to be. Just looked at routes. You can even watch it off TV tape, you know, what they kind of run. And, you know, in the NFL, there's only so many routes. Everybody kind of runs the same ones, but just kind of get a beat on what guys like and, you know, practice those.
There was a report in the offseason that you did end up working with a quarterback coach at any point in the offseason. Did you end up doing that?
No, I did not.
Have you talked to Drew Brees at all?
I haven't. You know, I could see that happening. I'm not a huge, you know, go out and talk to other guys. But, you know, I think he's a guy that obviously has had a lot of experience with Coach Lombardi. And, you know, if there are things that I have questions on, I'm sure he'd be a great sounding board. You know, it's something that I'm actually fairly used to. I did it quite a bit in college. We were a very two-back heavy offense. Did it a little bit my first couple years here with Jerome Felton. You know, so it's not something that's super foreign to me, but it does, you know, create wrinkles, you know, in a different way that we hadn't had in the past couple years. And you know, hopefully it'll be to our advantage. Yeah, you know, we had a text conversation just talking about, you know, Coach Caldwell and his experience with him. You know, he had nothing but great things to say. You look at Peyton's progression under him, and Peyton was a great player, no doubt, before it. But he definitely improved his game, you know, with Coach Caldwell there with him.
Is it disappointing that Ndamukong Suh, one of the team leaders, is not here for these workouts?
You know, Ndamukong's a hardworking guy. You know, I'm kind of worried about the guys that are here and worried about you know, myself, just trying to be as good as I can possibly be at this time of year. But wherever he is and whatever he's doing, I'm sure he's doing the right things, you know, not only for himself but for our team.
Of the guys that are here, anyone catch your eye, maybe looking surprisingly fit or, you know, anyone talking about playing a huge role or anything like that?
You know, it's kind of tough to tell. We've only had, you know, 4 or 5 workouts with guys, and it might be a little bit too early to speculate on that.
Going back to Sue for just a second. Does it make a difference, though, in terms of leadership or chemistry? I mean, obviously, we know he's going to be who he is on the field, but just to be an example for those younger guys and be able to hold them accountable because he's there just like they are.
Yeah, you know, he's a guy that has trainers that he likes to work with, and he's done it, you know, sometimes in the past, and we understand it. The one thing that we know is when he shows up, he's going to be in great shape. He's going to be playing great football, and we'll be happy to have him. Yeah, I think I can always improve. You know, I've had some really great moments, some bad moments, for sure. But, you know, the biggest thing I want to do is help this team win any way I can. And, you know, I'm going to be learning a new system, and I want to be, you know, coached in that system as well as I can. You know, I don't know everything there is to know about this system for sure. And you know, so I'm going to ask a bunch of questions and try and do everything as right as I possibly can. You know, in the NFL, if your quarterback plays really well, your team generally, you know, plays pretty well. And I understand that. We're no different than any team. So the better I play, the better we're going to play as a team. You know, common theory says that. So, you know, I'm nobody puts more pressure on me than I do. I want to be as good as I can possibly be, and not for myself, but to help this team win. And that's the number one goal. All right. Thanks, guys.